Jesus, Heiland meiner Seele, lass an deine Brust mich fliehen, da die Wasser näher rausgehen und die Wetter höher sehen. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergeb ich mich, selig graben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Berg mich in den Lebensstürmen, bis vollendet ist mein Lauf. Führe mich zum sicheren Happen, nimm denn meine Seele auf. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergeb ich mich, selig graben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Andere Zuflucht hab ich keine, sagen hab ich nur auf dich. Lass, oh, lass mich nicht alleine, hebe her und stärke mich. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergeb ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Nur zu dir steht mein Vertrauen, dass kein Nebel mich erschreckt, mit den Schatten deiner Fliege, sei mein wehrlos Hauptbeinen. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergeb ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Gnade um Gnade, voller Sehnung, sind in dir, o Jesu mein. Lass die Heilung mich bestreben, nimm gereinigt mich herein. O, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergeb ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Du bist ja des Lebens Quelle, die den Durst auch ewig stillt. Sei der Born in meinem Herzen, der zum ewigen Leben quillt. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergeb ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Be to the mountain, you'll not triumph over me. Be thou removed from here to yonder, be removed into the sea. Speak to the mountain, speak with authority, and the mountain must move, and you shall climb victory. In the midst of the battle, when the foe is gaining ground, just look up and see the mighty hand of God reaching down. See God's name and Satan trembles. See God's word and watch him flee. Once again our God delivers, the mountain crumbles at our feet. Speak to the mountain, you'll not triumph over me. Be thou removed from here to yonder, disappear into the sea. Speak to the mountain, speak with authority, and the mountain must move, and you shall claim victory. From strength to strength we sometimes go, and again we're sinking low, and the shadow of a mountain looming high above our head. We need not fear what lies ahead, for the word has clearly said that our faith would be sufficient to make the mountain disappear. Speak to the mountain, you'll not triumph over me. Be thou removed from here to yonder, be removed into the sea. Speak to the mountain, speak with authority, and the mountain must move, and you shall claim victory. In the midst of the battle, when the foe is gaining ground, just look up and see the mighty hand of God reaching down. Be God's name and Satan trembles. Be God's word and watch him flee. Once again our God delivers. The mountain crumbles at our feet. Speak to the mountain, you'll not triumph over me. Be thou removed from here to yonder, disappear into the sea. Speak to the mountain, speak with authority, and the mountain must move, and you shall claim victory. Sometimes when I'm weary, Satan wars with my soul to get my mind off the cross. Then I start fighting battles Christ has already won, and a war Satan's already lost. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in his life-cleansing flood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. Oh, can you picture Calvary and that one spotless lamb that suffered and died for my sins? His blood ran so deep that it covered my soul, and Satan, you cannot enter in. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in a life-cleansing love. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. Oh, can you picture Calvary and that one spotless lamb that suffered and died for my sins? His blood rained so deep that it covered my soul, and Satan, you cannot enter in. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in his life-cleansing blood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. And if I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Come take my hand, let's agree together that our enemies will crumble at our feet. For whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. In the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. For many years now, Satan tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. We got the power in the name of Jesus.
We've got the power
in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord.
God is my refuge, a strong and mighty tower that I can run into.
God is my refuge, without him what would I do? God is my refuge, a strong and mighty tower that I can run into. God is my refuge, without him what would I do? God is my refuge, a strong and mighty tower that I can run into. God is my refuge, without him what would I do? There's peace in knowing, Lord, you're in control. You got your hand on my life, you got a hold on my soul. There's joy abundant, I just have to tell. I'm drinking sweet water from your living well. I felt your presence, you helped me to stand. Been guided through trials by the touch of your hand. When lost on life's journey, through valleys you lead. I know you're everything I'll ever need. There's peace in knowing, Lord, you're in control. You got your hand on my life. You got a hold on my soul. There's joy abundant, I just have to tell. I'm drinking sweet water from your living well. You're my shelter in the wind, my cover in the rain. My joy when I'm happy, my healer in pain. You're my redeemer, and you are my friend. You are my future, beginning and end. There's peace in the Lord, you're in control. You got your hand on my life. You got a hold on my soul. There's joy abundant, I just have to tell. I'm drinking sweet water from your living well. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious.
Oh, what a Savior is mine.
Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the utmost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the utmost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. I have seen him in the watchfire of a hundred circling kin. They are building him an altar in the evening dews and dim. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and glaring lamp. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His fruit is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Well, it's very simple where you and I are sitting at. You don't really have to do nothing. All you got to do is follow the truth. And we've been trying to tell people that. But you know, as it was in the days of Noah, there's not too many in the days of Noah. Probably millions of people there, but only Noah and his family went into that ark. It says, as it was, so shall it be. Mm-hmm. As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be when the Son of Man is being revealed. How many believe us? Who's believed our report? We're not complaining. We're just the way it is. It'd be nice if the whole world will just see what we see. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty obvious they're not. There's no faith around anymore. When the Son of Man cometh, you think you'll find faith on earth? That's the reason that's there in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And we just barely hanging in there. We got on a day to day. We got a battle on a day to day, every day. You got to try to move the ball towards the goalpost, towards the finish line. But we're still moving on, you know, that's the main thing. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about the space of half an hour. That's time we're living in. That's when we're done with Sardis, we're done with Philadelphia, we're done with Laodicea. Now we keep saying Laodicea is dead. It's spewed out. There's nothing in that religiology out mm-hmm. there concerning spirituality. There's a lot of stuff to entertain yourself with if you that's all you want is entertainment. But the real thing, like the Bible says, always learning, mm-hmm. but they really never come to the knowledge of the truth. And when we tell them things, it's so far off the beaten path that after a while they just chill out and they go look for something to tickle their ears with. But we don't. That's not our problem. We just gotta do what the Lord has qualified us to do. We gotta continue to move the ball forward. And here we are when they had opened the seventh seal. The seventh seal happened, and just you and I, we're the only one that knows that to the point where we can actually put it out and put a yea and an amen on it, because we're just following that stream. The Lord has hung you and I out to do this very thing here in this closing day of the time. He said he's not going to, back in the day when he was here, he's not going to leave us uninformed. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to inform our lost and dying world what's going on, where we are in time. And we opened the seventh seal. That happened on October the 15th, 2021, when that seventh seal was opened. And from there on, you know, you got exactly 7 years till Satan is no more. And we're just moving on. The truth is marching on, and you and I, we're marching on with it. And sometimes, I have to say, sometimes I lag behind, but then you dust yourself off and you can keep on going. We know we're right on cue. It's not going to repeat itself anymore. Laodicea is over with. Philadelphia is over. Sardis is over. These events will never come back anymore. It's like when you're building a house. Once you got the foundation built and you put the walls up, and you don't go back and build a foundation anymore. Everything is just normal common sense. Now we're the seventh seal is open. October the 15th, the seventh seal was open, and we've entered in to the week of Daniel. Now we're living in the week of Daniel, and we keep saying it over and over again. We can tell you exactly the day, how many days are left. You could do it yourself. All you got to do is get that magic number. October the 15th, 2021. That's the magic number. And from there, you just count 7 years, or you can do what the Bible says. 1,260 days. Why is it so specific? Because God knew what it's going to be like here at this end time. He put it out in days, and then it was 1,260 days to the middle, and then it's 42 months to the end of it. At the end of Satan's reign. It's all talking about the end of Satan's reign. That's what this whole chapter's about. Ever since the garden, when Adam and Eve fell, and then Satan tricked him, and then he was given 6 days to do his dastardly things, and we keep repeating it because it's worth repeating. It's the only thing that has any value, like I say. You're all learning, but you're really never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Here, you're going to hear the truth, because we're telling people the knowledge of the truth, but the things that really count. All that stuff out there that's really, you know, it doesn't mean nothing. All it is entertainment. It looks good for a while, but then you see the cracks in it. And all it is demonic entertainment. That's all it is. Yeah, they use the Word of God. The devil always used the Bible to deceive people. But see, you and I, we've tapped into that. The truth is marching on, and that's the key of it. And right now, like I say, we're in the week of Daniel. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence, Lord, once again this morning. Lord, give you thanks for another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. We just want to just continue on with the subject, Lord. The truth is marching on, Lord, that we're in the seventh seal. We want to just tell the people where we are in time. It's really not our responsibility, Lord. It's up to you, Lord, to open up their understanding and to give them a hunger and a desire for truth, Lord. We just, all we're doing, we're putting it out here, Lord. We just continue to pray for Israel and for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, your word is said we should pray for Israel and for the peace of Jerusalem, so we simply don't fall into this anti-Semite program that's out there all around the world, Lord. And we just want to just lift them up to your throne of grace, Lord. Pray you just open the hearts of the people. Do with us as you see fit. Keep inspiring us, anointing us, Lord, so we'll have something to say on a day-to-day basis, Lord. We pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what's important to you and I, that the moving on thing, that the truth is marching on, and if we don't march with it, it's no use to even be alive. No use to even have been born if we don't move on with the program. And believe you me, out here, there's the Satan had so many tricks to kind of veer you off for, to entertain you with things that really has no value. That's why when Laodicea was spewed out, the devil took that religious filth, and he built an empire on it. That's how he's taking the people out to hell and death. They don't even know they're being taken out there. Because religion is so hard to detect unless you're walking and moving on with the truth. Because that's our only safeguard against deception, to just continue on with the truth. It's the only, like I say, pray for Israel and the peace of Jerusalem. Because if you don't, you're going to be swept into that anti-Semite system that's out there. It's a universal thing. It's a hating the Jew thing. And that's why the Lord put it in his word, pray for Israel and the peace of Jerusalem, so you're not being swept down that road of Jew hatred. Because at the end of the day is what counts. And like I say, it's the only thing that'll keep you from walking right into it, because it's like a giant vacuum. It's a universal thing, that anti-Semite thing. And there's a lot of things that's like the God of heaven set up. If Adam and Eve would have stayed with the tree of life, they wouldn't have brought the mankind into all that chaos that's out there. And here again, if people can only believe the message for your day, it'll keep you from going into that flood, into that the universal church out here, that the mark of the beast and the image of the beast and all these things, these traps that Satan has for the mankind, because the only safety net, like I say, pray for Israel and the peace of Jerusalem. If you're not going to do that, then it's not that it's going to change the outcome of anything. It's just for your benefit that you don't be swept into the Jew hatred thing. And here again, this here truth is just to keep you from going down that flood of where humanity is going. That's They're right. going out to hell and death, and they don't even know it. But the only staying power you have if you believe the truth for your day, that's a challenge. That's where that oasis is. That's the only place where you'll find safety. If you don't believe the truth for your day, believe you, you're going to believe in something. Mm-hmm. And that thing is ready there to pick you up and just take you out in a slippery, slidey way. Just take you out into the mark of the beast, that ecumenical movement. It's just ready to catch you when you reject the truth for your day. That's what happened in America in the 60s. They rejected the truth, and the devil was there right away to pick up the pieces, pick up the slack. And he took America, and the preachers, these churches in America, these Benny Hens, and these John Hagers, they all know about Brother Branham, but they're not going to tell the people because they lose their paycheck then. Mm-hmm. And that's what they did back in the 60s. They rejected the truth, and then the devil was there to pick up the pieces. And you can see what he did in America when he was given a chance, but all the people would have had to do was stay with the truth. God sent the prophet that he brought in, God of baptism in Jesus' name. All people would have had to do was accept that safety net, and then God would have seen to it that they are not being taken out where America is today. Because he said, the prophet said, if America would have accepted the truth back in the 60s, there would be no need for prisons, for hospitals and all that, because God will look after them. They would be part of that stream like you and I. We got no issues. We got, because we believe what the prophet said. We believe that God sent the prophet. We believe that, then we're in that channel. We believe that stream. We believe everything the way according as the scripture says, and we're moving right on exactly with this truth that's marching on. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm, that's right. It's a similar with when you look at America and you look at Israel back in the Old Testament, when God gave them the blessing and the cursings. When you will walk in my ways, then all the blessings God is going to bless them with. But if they forsake his ways, then there's going to curses come on. And that's exactly when you will look at the overall picture of America, what happened in the 60s. They rejected what God had, just like Israel did, rejected God, went after pagan worshiping gods, and then God sent in these curses. And the same way with America. These things that you see in America is just part of that rejection and those curses that come on when people reject God. It's the same way. And people throughout history, like I was going to, like the martyrs' mirrors, there was always people in history that fought for something, like and were martyred and persecuted for what they believed. Like when you will go through the Grace Age, the history of what happened, all transpired, and how Satan came in with that Antichrist spirit and sowed those tares and those false doctrines, and then the Godhead was being tempered with and changed, and then water baptism was changed in the Trinity, and more things started to happen. Like when you will go through the history, the Eucharist and that transubstantiation, that is where the Catholics, they literally believe that cracker that they have, it's like shaped as a sun. You kind of wonder if that's not part of worshipping the sun god when they do that. They like everything the Catholic does, there is a spirit behind it that takes you back to pagan Rome and to pagan worshipping, back to Nimrod's hour. So because there's nothing new under the sun. What Satan has done in the past, that just comes back into a different different form into the society of what we're living in. And that's exactly what they do when they take that piece of bread. It's shaped like a sun, like a cracker. And they say that it transforms into the literal body and the blood of Jesus. And see, that's all pagan ritual. See, that's what Christians in the centuries, you can go through the history from 500 to downward, how slowly Satan took all those pagan worship and introduced them into Roman Catholicism, and Christians saw that this is not scriptural. It says, this do in remembrance of me. And they were very studied in the Bible. That's why Satan wanted that translation just into the Bible, into Latin, so that people can be brainwashed. And that's why he was Satan was after taking the word of God away from the people, so that they cannot read the Bible themselves and know what is true and what is a lie. And the truth kept marching on throughout the Dark Ages. There were people that stood up against Roman Catholicism and a false teaching. And then slowly you can see how Mary became worshipped. And these things slowly started rising. And it, like, the devil doesn't introduce things all of a sudden. He does it slowly so people are lulled to sleep. And that's why a lot of Christians out there are lulled to sleep, because of you go through the church history from Sardis to Philadelphia and then Laodicea, how the church have become so lukewarm and so complacent. They don't even know really Christianity of the Bible. They know Christianity according to what they've been studied in their seminars, and then they teach that to the people. But it's not being led by the Holy Spirit. And that's why you can see The Laodicea is in a dark state. And I was thinking the other day, you know, through the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, the Son of Man was being revealed. See, if it was through that ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson that Jesus was being revealed, you kind of wonder what really they're worshiping out there in those denominational churches, because they're not following in line with what God has, the righteousness for your day and hour. And you're being deceived in those places, you know. And if you look at it that way, how the Son of Man was being revealed through the ministry of Brother Brenham, and they didn't fall in line with that, what is it really part of? That's a big question mark.
There's the thing.
You have to evaluate that. What's really going on? And that's why there's this darkness out there, this deception. You can't really talk to people about Jesus. They know Jesus as a historic figure, but as in, what has he done for your life? And you know, that part is not real to people. And you can really know that when you talk to people, that they can't really identify with Jesus of the Bible and what the truth for their day and hour. And when you can look at the overall picture of Laodicea, and it was 1906 where Laodicea began. And Laodicea has a midnight. Like none of the other church ages, there was a midnight given. Like when you will read in Matthew 25, at midnight there was a cry made. That midnight happened in 1963. And when you can know a beginning and the midnight, you can know the end. And that's why, that's how we, when God gives you the revelation of that midnight cry, it gives you that whole time frame of Laodicea and that it comes to end in 2021. Now, the Brother Brent Jackson had said, according to, if the Roman calendar is right, and all his calculations that he did, using prophetic years, he came out to 2004 and a half. But now we know with that midnight cry that the calendar is out approximately 17 years. And so that takes you to 2021. And that's how we came to understand when that grace age comes to an end. And then we took that feast of Yom Kippur, where God turns to the Jewish people, and that was October 15, 2021. And that gives you that whole picture of the grace age of Laodicea coming to end, and then going into that week of Daniel that we talked about yesterday, that the seventh seal represents that week of Daniel. Mm-hmm. Like you can, you know, you, when you go through the seals, the first seal is that you can read it that that beast that and you can in Revelation. So the first beast is the beast, the head of a lion. That's the first church age era. And then you come to that ox. Then Christendom became very martyred. People had to sacrifice their life because of what they believed. And you, when you read through the Fox Book of Martyrs, you can see exactly that beast was that ox beast that was preeminent in the earth. And then you come to that that beast of a face of a man. That is that Reformation era when men stood up and did something, you know, and that they came up with truths, and God revealed these things to them, and that dealt that beast system a deadly wound so that it couldn't function. And that's where all these songs and these inspirations started arising, and went right into the hour of John Wesley, the Philadelphia. But when you come to the age of Laodicea, that is where that the fourth beast is, that face of an eagle. That's that spirit of the eagle age, that prophetic age where God is going to reveal these truths. And you can, if you believe in these, in what Brother Brenham, his message that he brought, and Brother Jackson, that is that spirit of an eagle that God has in that church age. And then you come to the fifth seal. We know that fifth seal represents the Jews under the altar. And then the sixth seal comes after the seventh seal, actually, because of when you know that week of Daniel was taken back from that 33 was cut off, and then the week of the 2,000 years was put in there, the 2 days of the grace age, and then after that 7 years comes in. And so that's why there's the seventh seal, that week of Daniel, and then the day of the Lord is the sixth seal. So that those are the seals that Brother Branham, those seals were opened up in 1963 and were given to Brother Branham to bring to the people.
Amen to that. We're just saying it the way it is. And that's why we keep saying, without the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, everything is obsolete. There's no need to even be alive. But see, you and I, we happen to heard about it, we believed it, and we moved in with the truth that's been marching on since the 60s. Just because the masses rejected it, mm-hmm. and then they had to suffer the consequences, when you and I were introduced to it, we just saw it for being truth, and we just followed like a Doberman. We were just on it, and we told everybody but we had to realize, so we found out sooner than later that the people don't want to hear the truth. They just want to wallow in the mire. And it's like when I, back in 1971, when the Lord saved me, I'd be walking around on a race for about 2 years because the scripture's just being fulfilled. When the Holy Spirit comes, he'll convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. I was under that tremendous judgment, and I didn't know how to get rid of it. I needed somebody to wash my sins away. And that one day, back in 71, the Lord came by my way, and he gave me eternal life. He took that stone, he took that weight off my shoulder, and I woke up the next morning, and I realized that the Lord just gave me eternal life. And I thought, everybody needs to hear that. I thought, man, I live, look what I can do. There's a whole world out there that's lost. Look what I can do. And the first one I tried with my family. But as soon to the shock of my life, I realized they didn't want it. You know, here I found something so priceless, something that such a thing as a Jesus and such a thing as forgiving your sins just simply by yielding to Him. It got nothing to do with that, all right, rigmarole and all that stuff. It's just that simple. And I tried to tell to my family, and at the end of the day, they thought I'm crazy. They want to take me to the mental home. And that's just... And then the same thing happened when I found about God sent the prophet. I told everybody that I know. By now I know a lot of people already, a lot of people in the pulpit, Sunday school teachers, preachers, and I went and told them about it. And the shock of my life, mm-hmm. I realized they don't want it. But see, that didn't stop me from pursuing it just because they don't want it. I'm going, well, then I'll take it myself, like Chicken Little, you know. She went out. And she would try to get the group together to help her work the garden, to help her plant the seed and all that stuff. And, they found all kinds of excuses. But when it came to eating the corn, they all wanted to be part of it. That's the same thing here. Oh, nobody wants to suffer. Nobody wants to be identified with Samuel. But see, up the road, there's coming a day when they'll be wishing they had, just like you and I did. When we heard about the truth, for our day, we just embrace it with a passion. And there's nothing, not enough devils in hell to fear of us, fear of off course, because we know what we had to pay to get to that pearl of great price, to find that hidden treasure. We know what we had to go through. And then once we found it, we're not going to let it go. We're not going to let these religious tucks come in and steal it, even though they try time and time again. Just when you're down and out, they come along and they see, the devil knows what's going on, and then he sends in these tongues to see if he can't divert us. But see, we made up our mind. We just want to continue on with truth. And the people that will come on board, like I say, it'll keep you from becoming part of that World Council of Churches. It'll keep you from becoming part of that image of the beast, from that ecumenical movement. It's like a a check valve. You cannot, once you hear this truth, when you embrace it into the truth effect that God sent the prophet, and then achieve apostle, and then all we're doing here now is putting on the finishing touches. If you can get yourself into that chapter, into that channel where you believe it, believe you me, Satan has no power to take you out to hell and death, because it's a staying power. It's like I said, when you pray for Israel, you're not going to be caught up in that movement, that global movement for hating the Jews. It's just that simple. And here again, if you accept the truth for your day, you're not going to be caught up in that ecumenical movement. Just that simple. I don't know how simple I can put it, but see, you and I were just moving on in the truth, and now we're in the week of Daniel, and we're down to, we could tell you right to the day, like we keep saying over and over again, you could do the math yourself. It's just very simple. Very simple arithmetic. October the 15th, 2021, you just add 7 years to that, and that's the end of Satan's reign. That's the end of 6,000 years of Satan. And then he goes into something else, and it automatically goes into the days of the Lord, because the blueprint was written way before the foundation of the world. The Bible was written before the foundation of the world, back in the Ephesians 1 when God had himself a council. The Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. Everything was a done deal right back when God made that blueprint, because he said he's going to see to it that everything is going to happen exactly the way that blueprint says. That's why we keep saying, pray for Israel, pray for the peace of the Lord, accept the truth for your day, because it's going to happen exactly that the way that blueprint read. It's not that it's going to make any difference. God's plan is going to go ahead, but you can be part of God's plan if you can only get yourself to believe where you can actually believe that what God is doing and the day and hour that we're now living in. That's all we're doing. We're just putting the truth out there. If somebody wants to come on board, that's fine. And it really doesn't cause us to lose sleep. Yeah, for their benefit, we wish and pray and hope that everybody would believe what we're trying to say here, because God pulled us, the last 40 years, God pulled us through this school that we come out of, and then he taught us and exactly what's going on. We wouldn't know nothing if it wasn't for the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. We'd just be as blind as everybody, and then who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has found faithful to deliver meat and due season, to continue on with the program. That's all we're doing. We're continuing on with the program, and we're just trying our level best to keep our head above the water, to be faithful and true what the Lord has called us to do. That's the only job description we have here in these closing days of time, and that's why the Lord has given you and I that responsibility and that mandate to just hold on to the truth that's been given to the church age of leadership. Because if you and I don't do it, believe you me, it's not going to get done, because they don't even know about it. There's a lot of people that tell you about Brother Brennan, but they'll never tell you about Brother Jackson, the Brennanite. There's thousands of people that preach Brother Brennan, Brother Brennan, Brother Brennan, but they don't tell you the next chapter that Daddy Bisco, he was just sent in to keep you people away from the truth, keep people in the dark. Mm-hmm. See, we saw through all that, then the Lord moved us on, because we're one of those the wise shall understand. We understand exactly what's been going on in the last last 2,000 years. How do we know it? Because we're one of those people where Jesus said, thank thee, God of heaven and earth, that you've hid these things from the wise and the prudent, but reveal them unto me such as would learn. We were teachable. We were taught at the feet of Brother Branham and at the feet of Brother Jackson. Mm-hmm. And on God's side, he had his radar on, and he saw two people that are willing to be taught, and then gave us the mandate to continue on with the program. He gave us the revelation of the midnight cry, and it's going to happen exactly via the scripture, because we didn't get this taught some kind of a seminar. We got that direct from the heavenly, because the Bible says the church of the living God is built on revelation. It's not going to be built on a seminar. He told Peter, on this rock I'll build my church, then the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Once you get a revelation, there's not enough devils in hell to veer you off. If you really have a true revelation, and I got that revelation from the Lord himself, at midnight there was a cry. Mm-hmm. February 28th, 1863 was the middle of leaders' year. You can take that to the bank and you can hang your hat on it. It's going to happen exactly via the scripture. Because way back before the foundation of the world, everything in God was a done deal. And then he just brought through the prophet, he brought it down, script by script. But see, it was a done deal way back before the foundation of the world. And then God said that plan in motion, and we've been over it time and time again exactly what happened. But if you want to hear the truth, and if you want to come to the knowledge of the truth, you just come here and listen to what we have to say. You might not agree with it wholeheartedly, but at least you know the truth of it. The truth doesn't matter, and you wouldn't be hitting the air. That's what I'm trying to say. You'll hear the truth, and the truth will set you free. And it'll put you on a course that you will keep you from going into the ecumenical movement, and where all these people are going, they're going out to hell and that, and they don't even know it because they're deceived. Satan uses religion to deceive the people. We're just trying to hold on to the fort, and at the end of the day, you're going to find out the things we're saying, they're exactly 100% the truth. Just that simple.
Like when you will read it in Revelation, see, that is all part of that Babylonian structure. Roman Catholicism and all the harlots, you know, that's part of Babylon. When you will take it to the literal Babylon was situated there around Kuwait area, but the spiritual Babylon evolved into the Roman, Holy Roman Empire, and that is the mystery Babylon. That is Roman Catholicism, and the Vatican is the headquarter there. And you can see that Babylon is going to come down. Just like Babylon of old came down, the spiritual Babylon is going to come down too. Now, and all that with her is going to come down. So that's why we're trying to tell people the truth so that they can, when that Babylon goes down, that they're not going to go down with it. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to happen. It's going to fall because it says Babylon is falling, is fallen, and it will be gone. One day will be no more. It just has a role to play for the week of Daniel, and then it'll be over because it's just part of that testing of people to see if they're going to be found worthy to enter into that age of the millennium. And that's just part of testing what God is using to test people. And you're either with God's program or you're not. And in the same way, like you were saying, like Jerusalem, prophecy will come to be fulfilled. Like God is working with the Jewish people, and it's all so that they can have their land back and that temple to be built, because that temple is going to be a central focus point in the millennium age, because that is representing of Jesus Christ ruling and reigning for 1,000 years. And that's just going to all come into the picture as the time comes and it'll be fulfilled. Just like when Mary, at the fullness of time, that angel Gabriel came to Mary and Jesus was conceived and then he was born. And see, that all just when the time is right, these things come about and are there and exist.
Amen to that. We're just continuing on with the program. If you want to come on board, fine. If not, it's not our job, it's not our jurisdiction what people do, because God has given the human a freedom of choice. You can believe us if you want, and you can reject us if you want. Mm-hmm. It's not our mandate to convince people. It's our mandate to put it out there, and right from the get-go, right out of the gate, the Lord just simply told me, start up this website. If there's a hunger and a thirst for somebody has a hunger and a thirst for it, then I will bring them to it. Just because it's you and me, it has to be somebody. Somebody has to carry that torch, and it just so happened to be you and me, and the least of the least. But we're just being faithful to what the Lord has called us to be, and if you can come on board, believe you me, you will not be swept out, because once you reject the truth, you have no control over your life. That ecumenical movement. It's all in the demonic world, and believe you me, it's like a giant vacuum. It'll sweep you out to hell and that, and you won't even know it because you rejected the truth. Mm-hmm. Once you reject the truth, once you reject this message here, once you reject the message for your day, there's only one place for you to go, just like America went out. That's why you got the America you have today. And that's what happens when you reject truth. That's what happened back in the days of Jeremiah. When they rejected Jeremiah, they had to go and disperse. They had to go into 70 years of captivity. It's the same thing, the same God, the same yesterday, today, forever. He's got the same principle. If I reject it, I'm going to have to go out to that hell and that. I have no control over it because it's a spiritual thing. The spirit of demonic force, they'll just drag you down into that World Council Church. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. And all we're doing, we're giving people a lifeline. You can take it or leave it. Really, it's out of our hands what people do with it. They can chill out if they want. It doesn't really affect us. Just the only thing that affects us, we can see that day rapidly approaching when they'll say to the rocks fall on us and to the mountains cover us, because that's what we're trying to prevent people, that they don't have to say that. They'll be safe and that marriage supper of the Lamb, and they won't have to say to the mountains fall on us, because they'd have accepted the truth for their day. Just that simple. I don't know how simply you can put it.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that you'll take these words, inspire them, and make them become alive in the hearts of people, Lord. And give them a hunger, Lord, for truth, for righteousness, Lord, so that you can move them on to higher heights and deeper depths in you, Lord. We give you thanks for all things. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.